A Japanese Dream in 79 Letters. An epistolary novel by Martin Glimmer. This is episode 10 out of 14. The text will be read by a machine. Therefore you may notice some mispronunciation, from time to time, especially when foreign languages are involved, like French, German, Dutch, and so on. And there is another item I want to bring to your attention, because the letters were written by a Japanese native speaker, and were given to me, to publish them as they are. It may occur that you will hear some semantic or idiomatic errors. However, the text can be understood easily and you will not be disappointed about that, I guess. 57th letter. Kyoto, September 14, 1976. Dear Hubert, I arrived home safely at about 4 o'clock p.m. today. It is now about 8:30 in the evening. I'm now writing to you, listening to that tape, which you recorded. It's quite well recorded, or my machine is so nice. But, unfortunately, there's no sound on side 2. I saw your last letter of June, which I could not get before my departure. To see this letter makes me so sad, because everything is over now. I'm not sure if I can really stand the loss of you. Well, about the travel, it was so tiring, I could reach Charles de Gaulle easily, but when I checked in with the S.U. plane, they said my name was not on the list, and they demanded me to wait, because I was on the waiting list. I felt shocked for a moment, but after that feeling passed, I got terribly furious, because you confirmed it 3 days earlier, as they instructed me to do. But anyway, I could board the plane as one of the last passengers. I still can't understand why or how it happened, and they don't know either. One of them said that maybe it is because of a computer mistake. So, when I was seated in the plane, I was so tired because I used up much of my energy inquiring those bloody French. In Moscow, they changed the plane, but there was no clear sign in the transit room, and I had to be very nervous about the departure of the plane, otherwise I would have been left behind in that deserted, impersonal communist country. I was really fed up with the way the Russian people did handle things. The only advantage of their plane is spacious seats, and that is all. There were 3 meals during the whole flight, and the first meal was quite all right, with some kind of sauce, made in Dijon. But the meals were getting worse and worse. In the plane, I saw, at least, 3 couples, in which wives were Japanese, and husbands were French. 2 of the couples had a child. One of the child's features was brownish hair. The husband had brown hair, darker than yours, and big, black eyes, with long eyelashes, whitish skin, and quite a small, thin nose and mouth. One of the couples was a curious combination. The husband looked older, maybe between 35 and 45, and the wife looked between 25 and 30. And she was taller than he. There were other children, and a baby, and again, they're making noises, and shouting, and moving around me, bothered me a lot. After taking off in Moscow, I felt almost crazy to think of the distance to be flown. But, because I had to manage it, I did it anyway. When I landed in Tokyo, it was raining cats and dogs, but fortunately, I could get a connecting flight after 1 hour, and I could see my mother at the Osaka airport, and it wasn't raining there. It took altogether 26 hours from your room to my room. In Schiphol, they checked the hand luggage and the body quite thoroughly, which I didn't expect. Anyway, I'm now at home. I am only sad. I wasn't happy at all when I arrived home. Maybe I'll take a good rest and, fortunately, the flesh in my mouth didn't ache during the flight, and I was glad of that, at least. I hope that you can now concentrate on your studies. As I couldn't use the 5 guilders note, I'll enclose it in this envelope. And lastly, I want to thank you, once again, for everything that you did for me during my stay there. Namiko. 58th letter. Kyoto, September 16, 1976. Dear Hubert, thank you very much for your letter. 13th. I'm so glad to get it so soon. Now, I think, I've almost recovered from the flight itself, but my sleeping cycle is still that of Europe, and I can't sleep at 12 o'clock in the evening, and I get up at 2 o'clock p.m. But on the very night of my arrival, I could have 14 hours very deep sleep. Fortunately, the temperature of Kyoto is not as high as I expected, and it is already autumn in our country, as well. In Schiphol, when I was in the departure gate, I looked around the buildings on which the greeting people were, and I did imagine you as one of them, but it was too far to be recognized. Moreover, the plane of Air France and the gate were connected by the corridor, and I didn't see anything after passing it. But I wonder how you could recognize my plane. What I was thinking of at that moment was, of course, you, for how could I detach myself from the thought of you so suddenly, after staying together for such a long time? All through the flight, I could not help thinking of you. But anyway, I was full of resignation, and I still am. But by saying this, I do not mean that you should pay any attention to this, because I think I am a little stronger mentally than before, and at least there is that satisfaction that I could get through the journey from the beginning in Japan to the end again in Japan. I wrote to Mr. Marino one page in Japanese, and to the people on your floor I send a picture postcard. Although your comment on this summer is just quite all right, I would like to say it was wonderful for me. If it had not been for your studies, and if there had been a separate room, I would have liked to stay in Europe longer. But I thought it better to go home when the holidays were over. Anyway, I wish you good luck in your exams. And I hope your cold is already cured because of that delicious medicine, or at least getting better. I'm not doing anything yet. I just don't feel like doing anything. I hope you're not getting too many visitors in your room. Love, Namiko. P.S. I heard Fernando on the radio, and I watched Elton John and Kikidi on TV. 59th letter. Kyoto, September 25, 1976. Dear Hubert, by the time this letter reaches you, I hope that your exam on October 1st has been over, though, if you're still in its process, I wish you good luck. The photos, which I enclosed in this envelope, are not all the pictures we took. This is half of them. They from the third film, for I thought of sending the first and second one to my acquaintance, who is a photographer, but changed my mind and took them to an ordinary Photoshop, and so the first two, which I think are more interesting, will be delayed to be sent to you. And please give two photos to Wim and three to Ellis, with my best regards. I wrote their names on the back of the pictures, which I want to give them. If you want their pictures without you, tell me so the next time. More than 10 days have passed since I came back to Japan, and I began to study. As a matter of fact, I caught a cold 2 days after my arrival, and I had an insistent coughing, but now I think it's almost over. But don't laugh at my weak body. I'll do something sooner or later. It's almost certain that I can be repaid the money which I spent for doctors and the medicine from that American insurance company. My home doctor said that the hay fever is originally a disease of America. Is that true? And I complained of that bloody hotel in Paris to the travel agency. They seemed not to know much about that hotel. Anyway, they said they would check it. My mother once or twice asked me what kind of a life I had with you in Utrecht. But after I refused to answer, she doesn't ask me anymore. Since I came home, I never complained of the life here, though it's not satisfactory enough. And so I think this attitude can quite compensate everything connected with you. She once said that she feels lonely as I don't call her mother as before. But, of course, This is an exaggeration. Only, I changed my former childish attitude toward her. Though, it's true, that there's nothing enjoyable in the present life, and I miss Holland quite a lot. I have at least, what can be called, an aim in the next 4 months. My exams will take place in February, but I'll have to present my dissertation in January already, so I haven't enough time, but I think, I can manage it. During my stay, I'm afraid, I did a lot of things which you don't like, and which made you say that you found it, sometimes, very difficult. Forget any unpleasant memory of me, and remember only the pleasant memories, please. There are lots of unforgettable scenes in the life in Utrecht, but that first week in Arkan is particularly impressive, because I'd never seen the farm life. I wish I could spend the Christmas holidays with you. Although I feel very empty, I don't feel like falling into depression. I don't like to be sad, as you once put it. Can you imagine in what kind of mental condition I am? It's very difficult to explain. Maybe it is not good, not bad. I'm full of thanks to you, in the sense that there would be no other person than you who does something for me, as you did for me. Still, I can't tell you what kind of change it is that I got from that experience. All I can say is that it was a change. I must be still in my parents' house. It's not a nice place, but when I think of starting the life living alone, I tend to get worried. I've not seen any friend of mine since I came home, because I didn't want to contact them. But now, I'm beginning to want to see a couple of them. The weather in Kyoto is already quite cool, but we can still go without the heating devices. Autumn, the beautiful season, is in its full process. I hope you are already completely healthy, and you'll get the successful results in your exams you wish for. Namiko. P.S. That fountain pen from Mung, Blong, pleased my father. 60th letter. Kyoto, September 27, 1976. Dear Hubert, I'm glad to hear from you, after 10 days silence of yours. I imagined you were very busy for your exam. And congratulations on your success in the first exam. And I am also glad to know that you recovered from your cold. But it made me laugh a lot that Elias is taking that medicine. Is he all right now? It is a great honor for me if you, having been depressed, had anything to do with your less of me. The lonely autumn weather reminds me of the last Saturday, 11th of September, when we were closed up by the rain, do you remember? My flesh over the wisdom teeth stop paining me, so I won't go to the dentist for the time being. I imagine it is because of the food. I'm eating rice twice a day as a main dish, and rice has no hard edges, and other food is generally quite smooth compared to the Western food. And I wonder if this is a reason why more Europeans have a wisdom tooth trouble than us. If I go abroad next time, I wish I would go to Europe again, because I'm still afraid of America, and because in Europe, I can feel that I'm in the center of the world. When I first heard your European-centric opinion, I got irritated and fed up with it, but I changed my mind now that I am in the poor Far East, and I came to think what a nice feeling it was to have been in the center of the world. By the way, there was an incident during my absence. A Soviet pilot sought refuge from the USSR in Japan, landing on the coast of Hokkaido in that mightiest fighter plane. Maybe you know about this incident already. And both Japan and America are very keen on dissecting this machine to know the mechanism of its excellence. The Soviets are very angry with us and stopped some Soviet-Japanese friendly events which were scheduled. Anyway, next time I go to Europe, I wish to visit first Holland, and then London, the Rhine, and Greece. I forgot telling you, but the other day, my parents offered me an arranged marriage. The person is an acquaintance of my father's aunt-in-law. He is a medical doctor. Of course, I refused on the spot. I have still my traveler's checks with me, because in the exchange rate between the United States dollars and our yen, the United States dollars is getting weaker. $1 equals 285 yen. When I bought dollars, I paid for $1 almost 300 yen, and I would lose quite a big amount of yen if I change it now. I have $640. I'll take time and wait till the rate gets more favorable for me. I began to use my bicycle at home, but in the first few days, my riding is very unsure because the brakes are on the handles. I hope that you already recovered the peace and diligence of your normal study period. I still feel very sorry that you had to go to the library in the last 2 weeks. Namiko. This was the 10th episode of the epistolary novel, A Japanese Dream in 79 Letters, by Martin Glimmon. The text was read to you by a machine and therefore some mispronunciation may have occurred here and there. And as I mentioned earlier, in the intro, it also may have happened that there were some errors in the construction of sentences, or some imperfection in the use of the correct vocabulary. I hope it did not disturb you too much. Thank you for listening and goodbye.